everyone. It has been a week, needless to say. I actually recorded this episode like 3 times before this, but they were all so long and so messy. It was basically a really long, unfiltered, really emotional rant, and I was just thinking irrationally. I was going off, and it was just not a good time in general. I was honestly really close to posting them, but then I was like, okay, you know what? Get a grip, Jasmine. What is wrong with you? This ain't it. I was ready to air like some dirty laundry out in the open for thousands of you to listen to, but I've had some time to sleep on it, thank goodness, and I was able to push myself into a better mental space, did some yoga, some proper yoga the first time this week, and I guess that just like set me in a positive direction. So now I'm just feeling way better. So I guess the best way I can tell you guys about what happened is to say that I was investing a lot of time and emotions into a person who ultimately disappointed me in the end. Am I surprised? Not really, because there were like a bunch of very obvious signs in the beginning, but literally I was like, let me just not look at them, you know, let me just be blind during the entire duration of whatever this is and hope for the best. Obviously, I'm never going to do that again. So in that event, it basically triggered a bunch of past events and trauma, which kind of led me down this like rabbit hole of thinking about all of these negative situations. And then suddenly I went from focusing on this one singular issue to thinking about a broader spectrum of problems within myself. You know, those kind of nights where you're like just crying about one thing and then you start thinking about all these other things in your life and now you're just bawling on your bathroom floor about every possible negative thing. Yeah, so that was me, except I also had music in the background. I literally made like this crying playlist just for moments like this. It's actually terrible because I feel like at this point I've like Pavloved myself into just tearing up whenever I hear those songs. And it's terrible because I basically ruined all of those songs for myself. But yeah, so that happened, and then I was just like lying in bed the other night, and I sort of had this third eye moment and an epiphany where I was like, get a grip, you are way better than this, and anyone looking into this situation would be, this is ridiculous, and you know that you shouldn't be treated like shit, but it's so hard for you to see because this person and this one situation made you feel very small. The best way that I can describe this would be, you know those funky mirrors that you see at like amusement parks where they make you look all distorted and funky? I basically felt like I was in some lopsided itty bitty version of myself that kept on shrinking throughout the whole tragic ordeal. And because I had been stuck staring at myself in that kind of predicament, I started to slowly believe that, you know, this was actually reality, even though it was just an optical illusion. In a sense, I'm glad that this person is out of my life now, cut off all ties, gave myself closure, which is the best possible thing that I can do in this situation. I had so much anxiety leading up to all of this and this very terrible gut feeling, which ultimately turned out to be true in the end, unfortunately. Or maybe it's a good thing because I realized like very early on. And I just think it's funny because all my friends were telling me not to overthink, right? And just trying to rationalize the situation with me. But I can be very perceptive when I need to be. And the thing is, I wanted to believe them when they said those things. I wanted to give myself that sense of like false hope and security and prayed that for once my gut feeling was wrong. But once again, it was spot on. I feel like my gut feeling has just never led me on to believe something that wasn't actually true. I think when you're someone that's sensitive to other people's emotions, you can tell when there's even like the slightest change of behavior. And then over time, it just builds up to like a bigger picture. So in a way, this is freeing for sure. And now I can get back to my regularly scheduled episode of life. We just took a little detour, you know? We had a nasty little commercial break, which is thankfully over because it dragged on for way, way too long. It essentially felt like, you know, when it's 12 a.m. and you're on one of those channels where it's like this 1 hour long infomercial and it's like this one person that's trying to like sell you this very janky like microwave or something like really shady for like three payments of $9.99. That's essentially what it was like. It was on a loop for the longest time, but I finally decided to just shut that off and we're good now. This leads me to today's topic, the analogy of this metaphorical garden. Now, this topic actually came to me after I was talking to my friend about this one particular event. She has seen me go through multiple situations like this, and I've been friends with her since like, is it first or second year of uni? Can't remember. But at this point, she has basically recognized this very toxic sort of pattern within me. I'm the kind of person that can be a little naive to certain situations because I choose to believe that everyone has like the right intentions, even if there's like a million red flags in the beginning. It's like I'll be blind to them because I want a tunnel vision into the green flags. And obviously, I guess, in that case, I'm partly to blame. And let me just say, like, your brain is so powerful when it comes to being like very selective and encouraging whichever train of thought you want to focus on. Like, for example, if I'm in a good mood and I'm feeling secure about a situation, I will pinpoint all the things that I want to see, which is right. And that will immediately paint a very different picture for me. And I'll feel, you know, at ease, I'll feel good about it. But then what will happen is that something will trigger like a very negative train of thought. Like I'll notice one thing and then it will spiral. So all those positive moments will be blocked out. It's like completely grayed out. Don't even notice it anymore. I'll like solely focus on all the terrible things to the point where I'll just ruin the rest of my day. And your brain will just pick out anything to fulfill the narrative that you are looking to prove in the moment, regardless if it's actually the true event of the situation or not. So sometimes you should be kind of like cautious about your own train of thought and kind of be like wary about whether or not it's actually truthful. I was doing that quite a bit these last couple of months, and that shit can get so exhausting, and I'm so glad we're over that. So I was talking to my friend about this, and she actually brought up this very beautiful analogy, which I really wanted to share with you guys, and I think that's essentially what today's episode is going to be entirely dedicated to. It is this analogy about how everyone has their own little planet. You own this planet, you choose who to let in, what to cultivate, what to nourish, what's good or bad. And of course, your planet is very fragile. It grows or changes depending on who you let in. Some people will continue to take and take and take without giving a single thing back, which of course will leave the planet feeling drained and depleted. This can happen when you're letting people in too easily and you're treating your planet as less of like a sacred and beautiful thing. She was relating it to how she's been viewing life and how her planet has just been like thriving and doing so well when she realized how much more selective she should be with letting certain people in. And that immediately just resonated with me because it reminded me of this very similar analogy that I used to use and think about all the time when I was dealing with a past experience. I would just remember how often I would like journal about this one particular thing and how I would always mention this garden. So instead of a planet, I like to look at myself owning this garden. So just like the planet, you let certain people in. Sometimes these people will keep on plucking and plucking the flowers out of your garden or just like trample on everything. And my naive self will continue to water these flowers, tend to them, and do everything in my power to ignore the very obvious problems. Flowers take a bit of time to fully bloom. But as we all know, it only takes seconds for someone to just rip it out by the stem and just ruin all of your hard work. And replanting that again can take a little bit of time. Or you can see these people as being very invasive plants. Now, clearly, if you have like an infestation or a weed growing within your garden, watering the plants and just letting it sit there for days on end will not change a single thing. Your flowers won't just magically blossom again. They're not going to suddenly be healthy because they're in a rough environment, but maybe a part of you thinks that it will get better one day if you tried hard enough to make it work. But you can't change something that was never meant to be there in the first place and hope that it will fit alongside all of the other beautiful things you've nurtured over the years. The only solution is to get rid of this invasive plant. And in this case, the plant would be the person that you're letting in who has just been taking and taking and taking and not contributing at all to what you've been growing. So these people see you working hard, tending your flowers, but they actively choose to continue to gather a large bouquet rather than kneel down beside you and help you cultivate your flowers. Or maybe they did in the beginning. They tried to help you out, but then they just slowly gave up because it took too much work. Right now, the way I see my garden is that there's like this deep hole in the middle, and I'm slowly trying to like patch things up back again with like dirt and the proper soil, and I'm getting ready to plant new flowers in there. It's a slow process, but at the end of it, I know that I'll have a beautiful ensemble of like wisteria, daisies, roses, essentially just like all of my favorite flowers, a beautiful English garden. That's what I'm picturing in my head right now. The people that truly want to make like an effort and stick by your side are the ones that add to this garden. They're right beside you, nurturing this very beautiful and safe space that you've created for yourself. And I think that's one of the ways that you can look at how you decide on who to let into your life. Are they bettering you as a person? Are they making your experience, your garden, or your planet like just better overall? Or are they depleting how you feel all the time and you find that you've become more miserable than happy? A couple of happy moments doesn't make up for the emotional toll that someone can have on you. Don't think that things have to be difficult for it to be worth it. That's something that I've learned. Not everything has to be a fight or battle. I've realized that the healthiest relationships that I have had in my life and the ones that I continue to have to this very day are the ones that are peaceful, quiet, and they don't disturb my everyday routine because I'm not anxious about it. They add joy to my life rather than leaving me feeling exhausted and questioning myself every day. If you feel like you're in a situation like this, take the time to really understand how it makes you feel and whether it's worth holding on to in the long run. Sometimes it can be easier to stay and feel comfortable in your sad thoughts rather than just abandoning it altogether, because when you choose to leave it, it can be a very, very scary thing, because that essentially means that it's over, and coming to terms to that can be so hard. But in that case, you're making like these very active decisions to give yourself that peace of mind and know that what you did, it was for yourself and no one else. You can't heal in an environment that's toxic, and it's going to hurt like a bitch in the beginning, obviously, but time really does heal all wounds, okay? I know everyone says that, but you know, there's been situations in the past where I've always thought like in that specific moment, I'll never stop feeling this sad. But I literally look back at them and I'm like, wow, I feel completely indifferent to it. You've gotten through bad situations before, and look at you now. You're still here, right? You're still getting by day, and that's what matters. You didn't think you could get through those ones in the past, but you did. And just remember that at the end of the day, you've always been the one that's been there for yourself, and you deserve to give yourself that same type of love and reassurance that you so willingly are able to offer to others. And one thing that I've realized is that it's never considered too much, or you're not really expecting too much of the other person if you yourself are willing to do the exact same for them. And I think that's like a lesson that I had to learn over time, because I always thought like, oh, you know, maybe I was expecting too much out of them, because the way that they love or the way that they give out like reassurance and whatnot is so different. But it's like, if you are able to do those things for that person, I don't understand why they're not able to give that back, because that is what a relationship is all about, platonic, romantic, whatever it may be. So don't think that you're asking for too much, essentially. So just wanted to give you guys like a little update on my overall mental health, essentially, and just what I've been going through. It's been a bit to get to here, and I'm just glad that all of this is over now, because I feel like I'm able to finally just move on and close this properly. And I thought I would just share this little piece of advice with you. Hopefully it helps someone that's going through something very, very similar, or if you ever find yourself in this kind of situation, maybe you'll be able to refer back to this episode in the future. Hopefully you don't have to though, because that just means that you're in this kind of like negative situation, and I hope that no one has to go through this. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and as always, I will talk to you very, very soon. And as always, I hope you guys are having a wonderful morning, evening, or night. I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.